Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this seventh Sunday after Pentecost, proper 9, year B. Our readings today, 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 to 5 and 9 to 10, Psalm 48, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 2 to 10, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are your people, not because we are worthy, but by your grace alone. We are your people, who have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are your people, and we have come to praise you. We are your people, and we have come to give you the worship you deserve. We are your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, when we come to worship, you call us to look in different directions. When we look up, to offer hymns of adoration and praise you in prayer and bless your name, you direct our gaze inward to the anger and selfishness there, and to the hurt and pain that our thoughtless words and deeds have brought to our neighbors. We know our need of your forgiveness. When we look within, you direct our eyes to the needs of your world and the brokenness of those around us. When we come bearing the needs of the world, you direct us to bring our thanks for what we have received. Lord, when we come, you meet us. Hold us and lift our eyes to see your glory. Amen. We have the hymn, CPWI, Be Thou My Vision. Be Thou My Vision.
Do
We pray the collect for proper nine, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Called by God. Called by God. From time to time in God's relationship with humankind, God would call individuals to a special task. In our Old Testament lesson today, from 2 Samuel chapter 5, we have the fulfillment of God's call to David to be the king of God's people. Having regretted making Saul the first king of Israel, for he has turned his back from following me and has not carried out my commandments, 1 Samuel 15:11, God sent the prophet Samuel to fill his horn with oil and set out for the house of Jesse in the village of Bethlehem. For I have provided for myself a king among his sons. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Samuel eventually anoints David, the youngest of Jesse's sons, a shepherd boy, to be king over God's people. However, it was only many years later, after the death of Saul, that the people anointed David as their king. At first, David was only recognized as king over the southern tribe of Judah, as the rest of Israel recognized Ishbala, one of Saul's sons, as their king. When Ishbaal died and was assassinated, representatives of the northern kingdom met David at Hebron and offered him their allegiance. They acknowledged that even when Saul was king, David was the one who led Israel into battle and with God's help won many of these battles. They also acknowledged that the Lord was with David and that it was the Lord's will that David be the shepherd over all of God's people. David, in response, makes a covenant with the northern tribes and becomes king over all Israel and Judah. 2 Samuel chapter 5 recalls that David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. At Hebron, he reigned over Judah for 7 years and 6 months, and at Jerusalem, he reigned over all Israel and Judah for 33 years. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. David was called by God to be king over God's people. He was a great king, a man after God's own heart. When he did his duty as king and led the people against their enemies, he fulfilled the task for which he was called. When he neglected his duty and sent others to lead his army, he fell into sin and was punished by God. God requires faithfulness from those whom God has called. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians indicates that Paul had to defend his call to be an apostle. Some followers in Corinth did not think that Paul had the proper credentials to be an apostle, while some did not think he was a strong leader. They argued, "His letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible." 2 Corinthians 10, verse 10. Paul responds by setting out his apostolic credentials, which mostly have to do with all he has suffered for the sake of the gospel. He writes, "Are they ministers of Christ? I am a better one, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless flogging and often near death. 5 times I have received from the Jews 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I received a stoning. 3 times I was shipwrecked for a night and a day. I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from bandits, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers and sisters, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, hungry and thirsty, often without food, cold and naked." 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 27. Some of Paul's accusers interpret his beatings and imprisonment, his misfortune and suffering, as indicators of his weakness and the fact that he was not called by God to be an apostle. Paul responds, "If I must boast, I will boast on the things that show my weakness." 2 Corinthians 11, verse 30. In today's epistle, Paul speaks of a thorn in the flesh. He reveals that on 3 occasions he asked God to remove this impediment. He was told, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Being considered weak by the world is the lot of one who is called by God. Depending on God's grace may appear to be weakness by the world, but as Paul affirms, "His grace is sufficient for me." It is in what the world considers weakness those who are called by God receive strength. In our gospel from Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 13, Jesus is rejected by the people of his hometown, but that does not deter him. He is disappointed by their lack of faith, and therefore he is only able to cure a few sick people. However, Jesus sends out the 12 apostles on their first missionary journey. He gives them detailed instructions on what they have to carry and how they are to conduct themselves. They are expected to rely on the hospitality of others. They must travel light. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on 2 tunics. Mark chapter 6, verses 8 and 9. They are to depend on others for their shelter. When the 12 who are called to be apostles, those who are sent, engaged in their calling, they must rely upon those to whom they are sent for both food and shelter. This really means that those who are called to mission and ministry must trust God to provide for their needs. Mark records, "So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them." Mark chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. In obedience, the 12 were successful in their task for Jesus. When we are called by God, we must acknowledge that God has chosen the right person for the task. In spite of what the world may think, God knows us better than we know ourselves. God knows our heart. God calls us in faith, and we must respond with faithfulness. Doing the task for which we have been called, with obedience, faithfulness, and love, bearing in mind always that His grace is sufficient for me. Amen. Let us pray. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. God of grace, you fill your church with diverse gifts. Inspire all who teach and expound the scriptures. Fill us with a vision of your glory. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. God of grace, you raise up great leaders from among your people. Give to all in authority the wisdom and strength they need to match the hour. Direct all nations in the path of righteousness and truth. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. God of grace, the 12 were sent out relying on hospitality to sustain them. Open the hearts of all to share of your bountiful goodness. Make our communities places of welcome and care. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. God of grace, the 12 were sent to anoint the sick. Pour out your healing spirit on all in need. In our weakness, may the power of Christ dwell within us. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. God of grace, Jesus knew the love of family and friends. Be with all who mourn the loss of someone close. We entrust all who have died into the hope of your life and love. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, God's Spirit is in my heart.
God's Spirit is in my heart. He has called me and set me apart. This just as the Father sent me. So I'm sending you out to be my witness throughout the world, the whole of the world. He sent me to give the good news to the poor, tell prisoners that they are prisoners no more, tell blind people that they can see, and set the downtrodden free, and go tell everyone the news that the kingdom of God has come, and go tell everyone the news that God's kingdom has come. Don't carry a load in your pack, you don't need two shirts on your back. A workman can earn his own keep, can earn his own keep. He sent me to give the good news to the poor, tell prisoners that they are prisoners no more, tell blind people that they can see, and set the downtrodden free, and go tell everyone the news that the kingdom of God has come, and go tell everyone the news that God's kingdom has come. Don't worry what you have to say, don't worry, because on that day God's Spirit will speak in your heart, will speak in your heart. He sent me to give the good news to the poor, tell prisoners that they are prisoners no more, tell blind people that they can see, and set the downtrodden free, and go tell everyone the news that the kingdom of God has come, and go tell everyone the news that God's kingdom has come.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may our Lord Jesus Christ, and God our Father, who loved us and in his grace gave us unfailing courage and a firm hope, encourage you and strengthen you to always do and say what is good. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this night, this day, this week, and always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. And we lift up our brothers and sisters in the other Caribbean islands and across the Caribbean who are suffering as a result of the hurricane We pray that they will be comforted and that God will give them the courage and the strength that they need in order to rebuild their communities. We leave with the hymn, Hallelujah.